This is GQDN for November the 3rd. Basically, it's Thursday. Brought to you by Audible, by patreon.com/thegroupquest, and by stackup.org. In today's news, we talk about some Black Friday deals. What did PlayStation do in sales? And oh snap. But today we begin with Bungie. This is brought to us by Kotaku.com, and they're saying that Bungie told PS5 players to stop playing the PS4 version of Destiny 2. So what really happened here? In the weekly blog post, which is very big there at Bungie.net, they go over all of the changes and everything that has happened. Shield Bash is the noise, and there the Oryx and all that stuff, including the Lighthouse is Haunted and a new dungeon will drop on December 9th. Gotta go, including their Halloween event. But they also talked about consoles. And what they did was, quote, "We have modified some textures on PlayStation 4, PlayStation 4 Pro, Xbox One, and Xbox One X to reduce their memory footprint with minimal quality degradation." And they showed some before and after photos. But what they're also thinking is, after all of the pumpkins that were carved by people and all the different costumes and such, they were also putting it out there that maybe you should stop playing Destiny 2 on your PlayStation 4 and your Xbox One and your Xbox One X and put it on your more upgraded consoles. In fact, they also had a heads up for PlayStation 5 players. Quote, "Heads up, PlayStation Guardians, we've noticed a notable number of PlayStation 5 players playing the PS4 version on Destiny 2 in their current generation consoles. For the optimal experience for PlayStation goodness, make sure you check out this resource here to upgrade the free PlayStation 5 version to see an improvement in frame rates and graphics overall." Yeah, so they were talking about that. Now we go to PushSquare.com, and they have said, on a more positive note, that on Saturday, November 5th, they will be raising money for Extra Life, and they will be streaming a variety of PlayStation games in an attempt to raise $10,000 for the Children's Miracle Network Hospitals. But if you tune in, you have an opportunity to win some merchandise, including a DualSense controller and more things. So here's what the PlayStation Studios boss, Herman Hulst, said. Quote, "Extra Life Game Day is a way for all of us to come together to spend a day playing the games we love and raise money for a cause we believe in. All donations go to Children's Miracle Network Hospitals to fund critical life-saving treatments and healthcare services, along with innovative research, vital pediatric medical equipment, and the child life services across the U.S. and Canada. A schedule is up on the PlayStation blog, along with more information about the cause, so you can go check that out. Twitch and YouTube, that's the basic ways right there. I got them on Twitch and YouTube, mostly watching on Twitch. Anyway, rockpapershotgun.com did say themselves that the day of the devs has come, and they have every game that was shown in the day of the devs. So, here's the list. Mina the Hollower, Snufkin Melody of Moomin Valley, Escape Academy, Escape from the Anti-Escape Island, Frog Detective 3, Corruption at Cowboy Country, Dead Pets Unleashed, Terra Nil, Thirsty Suitors, Colossal Cave, reimagined by Roberta Williams, Surmount, Gunbrella, Evolutus Duality, Atari 50, the anniversary celebration. Got a few games with that. Slime Heroes, Samurai Zero, Sunshine Shuffle, What's the Bat, Sea of Stars, and that is all. But we're not done, because SVG did say that critics gave their thoughts on the God of Ragnarok, and the game is deeply loved. In fact, they're saying that God of War has a really good story, which is always good to hear. And the Video Games Chronicle did say, quote, one of the best PlayStation games ever, unquote. In fact, GameSpot's Timur Husin said, quote, there are moments when characters you're not supposed to be rooting for reveal the trials and tribulations that have shaped them, or the demons they battle. Although Kratos and Atreus are the stars of the show, almost every character is in the midst of their own complicated journey. Screen Rant, Akshay Bahala did say, quote, the constant doubt and subsequent actions cause a chain of events that throw a wrench at every God of War Ragnarok theory out there. Very good stuff. People like it. Game may be out. And if you got it in Japan, well, you're a part of one of the ones that has had PlayStation 5 outsell Switch in Japan. But it's not by much. Only about 232 units. Seriously, that's close. PlayStation units at Famitsu sold 38,866 units, and Switch sold 38,634 units. That's close. Very close, but still. Now we get into something that's free, something that I'll get into when we get to the weekly show. Marvel Snap is saying that you will be able to play against your friends soon. So, this comes to us from Polygon.com. And this is really good news, because if you go into battle mode, it's like what you do there with Hearthstone. You can play against your friends, challenge them. And Marvel Snap wants to do the same thing. Now, I played some of it. I like it. It's good so far. So we'll see what happens. Now we get to some really cool stuff, because Rock Paper Shotgun did put a list together of the gaming mice that you might want. Now, I'm only going to go over some of the US deals, like the Logitech G203 LightSync is $20. The G502 Hero is at $35. That's on Amazon. Razer Naga X, $40. The Logitech G502 Lightspeed Wireless, $67. Was $130. Lots of good stuff. You can go check that out. Check out all the deals on Amazon. For all the UK people, you check out eBuyer and Amazon UK. Because you got the Cooler Master, HyperX Pulse Fire Haste, of course the Logitech G502 Hero SE, and SteelSeries Aerox 3. Good stuff. Final thing. We talked a lot about PlayStation, so let's put a little bit of Xbox in here. Because free play days are coming, and they are the games of Control, Serial Cleaner, and NHRA Championship Drag Racing, Speed for All. So, you have your choice. By the way, for the games themselves on sale, Standard Edition for Control is $8.99. Unlimited Edition is $15.99. Serial Cleaner is at $1.49, and NHRA is at $39.99. So you're looking at some saving some monies, especially during inflation, or potential inflation. Potentially, we are up on at Group Quest, or you can go check out thegroupquest.com. You can go check out Dawnforge as well, because you know we're all there. This has been a Dawnforge production, 2022. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow. It's Friday for more gaming news. So go play some games, people.